In Alaska, when Key Bank wanted to expand its market to Alaska's native communities, it decided to print up its brochures in five native languages. The pamphlet, How to Get a Loan, is now available in Siberian and Central Yupik, Aleut, Gwich'in, and Inupiaq. Getting the pamphlet translated was a bigger challenge than expected. There are no words for banking concepts like interest, loan, or mortgage in Alaska's native tongues. Even the slogan, America's Neighborhood Bank, proved to be a problem. Siberian Yupik has no word for neighborhood. For commentator John Active, such problems are a part of everyday life.
Translating banking concepts into Yupik is a very tricky business. I could, for example, say home equity, but to a Yupik elder, that's just a bunch of nonsense syllables, especially to someone for whom the idea of a cash economy is so foreign. You can easily get buffaloed, but more about that later. Let me do some translating in the other direction. In other words, prepare to be, as I like to say, Yupified. Let me start by telling you about Eskimos and Cossacks. We didn't call ourselves Eskimos until the non-natives did. In southwest Alaska, we call ourselves Yupit, or real people. Up north, they call themselves the Inupiat, which in their language also means real people. Of course, we returned the favor and invented our own terms for white people. The North Slope Inupiat call them Dunniks. The Northwest Alaskans call them Nalgaumi, or bleached sealskins. In Southwest Alaska, we call them Gussaks because the original white people were Russian Cossacks. Nowadays, we apply the term to all those people who always seem to be Russian around. At the radio and television station where I work, we have Gussak and Yupik reporters who all write our stories in English. But we Yupik reporters simultaneously translate the English scripts into Yupik as we read them. Don't, as they say, try this at home. It's a constant challenge to find Yupik words for such inventions as indictments, continuances, plea bargaining, and other stupid lawyer tricks. But we already have words for radio, nichugnisun, and television, tangchtachjun. No words yet for a word processor or cable TV, but give us time. At work, the Gussaks like to play Stump the Yupik. They continually test the flexibility and adaptability of our language and culture. For example, the Yupik word for tortilla, that's easy, asalvak. Yarmulke, why that's nachachoch. And how about kangaroo, kchkayulech. My co-workers are too smart to try leprechauns. They know we have our own legends about the wee folk, whom we call Ichchinhaks. But unlike Leona Helmsley, we don't say taxes are for Ichchinhaks. One day, I did get stumped, but not by a co-worker. I reported on a local supermarket promotion that featured free samples of buffalo meat. When I looked for the appropriate Yupik word for this animal, you guessed it, I got buffaloed. Sometimes we Yupik get buffaloed when we try to live in two very different cultures with two very different sets of demands on us. We don't always succeed. Sometimes, like the buffalo, we have trouble just surviving. But sometimes we succeed in meeting the challenges facing a modern Yupik in a changing world. Kuyana for listening. I hope your culture has been, as I like to say, Yupified. In Bethel, Alaska, I'm John Active. But you can call me Akumak.
John Active comes to us by way of radio station KYUK in Bethel, Alaska.